I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, everyone. How you doing? We're having some technical issues, but we are here. Hello, hello. A little bit behind the scenes in the chaos going on, but we're here. We're here. It may be messy, but we're here. I'm just grabbing
our iPad
so I can get some questions. And I got to remember the password. Hang on.
How are you guys? Good?
Yeah. Good. Excited for this conversation.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yes. Very much so. Very much so. Super pumped.
Let's talk about, let's talk about the how things are going in the group, Odette. You're managing the group. How are things going? What's the vibe? Where are people at? Is it busy?
Yeah.
Is it popping? Is it quiet? Like, what's the vibe this week?
Yeah, so it is a little bit quieter this week. I think people are definitely feeling the holiday season coming. I mean, we have American Thanksgiving right now, and then we're leading into all of the December celebrations that people have. So I think it's starting to bring up a lot of feels.
Yeah.
A little bit quieter, but the people that are coming are, you know, happy to talk about how they're feeling and looking for support and sharing. And our members are really sharing with each other and engaging, supporting each other. But yeah, you can definitely feel a shift this week. It's a little bit different for sure.
Yeah. I mean, even in the weight loss group, the numbers are down. It's quiet. I think people can feel the holiday season, but not only that, with the pandemic the last couple of years, like I don't think people have been like going out and about. I mean, we have, but not to the extent that we'll be able to go this year. And I think, you know, do you find that people are nervous? Like, is that a lot? Are they excited? Are they nervous? Are they excited to test it out? What is it?
I think they're nervous. I think for us specifically here in the maintenance group, I think this could be the first time for a lot of people that they have to really, you know, like, even if they're not testing the waters yet, they're testing those, you know, festive season waters. Like, what is that going to look like this year? How's it going to feel? Am I going to have fun? Am I going to, you know, feel like be struggling? So I think, they're feeling it for sure.
So is this your first holiday season coming up?
No, it was. So I was last Christmas was my first.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was just like, I had just hit my goal. I remember it was December 17th. I like hit that 40-pound mark that I was looking for. Ooh. And so going into the holidays, I was like, yeah, I got this. I lost my weight. I'm ready to go. And it was an adjustment for sure. Like, even though my scale, I think I've said this before, my scale didn't move much, but I didn't feel my best going through the holidays because I was stressed and, you know, eating things that didn't make me feel great because I was just off weight loss. So, I was stressed for other reasons, but.
So did you make a plan for yourself? What was your, like, how did you deal? Did you give any thought to it? Like, obviously, so you had some other outside stress, but in the moment, do you remember, like when you were going out, did you make a plan for yourself? Did you, you know, and what happened on the other side? Did your weight go up? Like, you were maintaining throughout, but how did you feel after the holidays? What was your mindset like? Cause I know people are like, how is this going to work? I actually know someone is talking about today. I find myself not believing in myself as life has knocked me down a bit, but you know, and then the holiday season coming, like, how did you navigate the holidays and how did you feel afterwards?
Yeah. So I didn't make a plan. And I think that was the biggest mistake because I just thought I had this like back on track that I could fall back on, but then I was constantly doing it. So this year for sure, I'm making a plan. Like, even though I'm in maintenance, I still want to feel good. I'm not so much worried about my scale going up because I, you know, have taken a year and built that trust and all those things that we really hope our members do. Yeah. But I'm making a plan this year so I can feel my best and not have to constantly be going back on track. So that's the one thing I am going to do this year. Look at the weekends that I have and you know, really plan for it. And I didn't come into January feeling that great. I really just let myself, I don't want to say let myself go, but let myself be all in. And I didn't test the waters and I didn't think about how I was, you know, I wasn't mindful in the moment. I was just doing what I wanted to do because now I'm maintenance. Like at that point it was maintenance, like go live your life, do what you need to do. So, yeah. So I didn't feel great in January. And then my process was to repeat the process. And that's when I really dove into the mindfulness of, you know, focusing how I felt. So I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to seeing how this year is different than last year.
Well, in hindsight, are you glad that you indulged? What you learned from that, was that a benefit? I think in hindsight, moving forward, like, are you glad that that's the way you managed it? Or if you were to do it again, would you do it differently?
Yeah, well, I think, so now I have the wherewithal to do it differently, but I think it was a good lesson for me because I didn't put mindfulness or I didn't make that connection then. So I'm glad that I did it that way. And then now, you know, going into January, I knew that that had to be my focus. So it was an aha moment for me. Like, okay, I don't necessarily, you know, I'm not ready to be in maintenance 100% yet. Like I can't just go live my life. I really needed to put more time in. So in that way, I mean, I felt like crap. That I would take back. But yeah, learning that lesson of mindfulness was a big deal for me.
Yeah. What about you, Anna? How are you feeling? Like, where are you at? Are you down? Are you going? Like, where are you down? What? How much are you down now?
This every week, Anna. You should be ready for it.
I'm down 95. You know what? Right now, what I'm doing, I've had to reevaluate. I mean, we've had this conversation a few times. Yeah. I'm working on all the other things right now. I have a limited capacity. There's a lot going on. I've got small kids at home. At this point, I'm very comfortable with where I'm at. I'm really starting to make, you know, moving my body non-negotiable. That just started for me. Like even, you know, we've had this conversation before, you know, it's, you know, I'm really trying to work on all the other things. And then when I am ready to jump back in and, you know, maybe go for that last five, then at least then I know that I've established a routine with all the other things. And then I can really concentrate on my mindfulness. So that's kind of my plan of attack right now. Okay. I do want to talk about, making a plan for yourself. So yes. I think that, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I know that this might resonate with a lot of people. You know, for my whole life, I didn't trust myself in the way that I ate. Like, you know, it's not something that is going to happen overnight where you're just going to trust yourself and you're going to be like, oh, everything's okay and everything's good. So I found in my journey, you know, as I've been going on, making a plan has been integral, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, there are times that you go off plan, you didn't make the plan. Like it's, you know, you're never going to be perfectly black and white. Yeah. But I think that when you do have holidays coming in, you know, it's hard to trust yourself when you haven't for so long. So it's okay that you make a plan for yourself and you organize yourself to, like, you know, they always say with kids, you know, people thrive in routine, with routine, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do create that routine for yourself, it does become second nature. And it's okay that it's taking some time to trust yourself. So I really do want to say that, like, that's not a crutch. That's actually a great proactive solution to you not trusting yourself or maybe not putting all the trust in yourself, you know? Making a plan was super integral for me for that reason. So
yeah, and I want to talk, just because you have a plan doesn't mean that you failed if you go off plan. Like right. I think that's really important too. Like this is my plan for when I get there. I'm gonna, like, you know, make as many choices as whatever. I'm gonna stick to it exactly. I'm gonna whatever. But in the moment, I think after doing a process like the Living Method, you have the skills to say, you know what, like, now that I'm here, I'm making a different decision. I am going to choose to indulge in that. And then you have another opportunity to learn from that. If you have that thing, you know, experience having it, you know, getting on that scale the next day, moving on from it, getting back on track. To me, it's all like life experiences that are going to add up and really lead to that sustainability, you know, factor when it comes to maintaining your life. So as soon as you make a plan and you go off, doesn't mean that you failed at that plan, right?
No, you're learning at every step of the way, right? Like, this is the whole point of this. I feel like it's learning never ends. It's not going to end today just because we know we have the tools. Like, we're going to keep learning for the rest of our lives. Like, that's just what our nature is, you know? So yeah, absolutely. It's not something to be like, to be sad about if you didn't stick to the plan. It's something to reflect on after. Why did I make that choice? How did it make me feel? You know, do I look back and should have I made that choice? Well, I did make that choice. Do I make that choice the next time? You know, really put it into action and keep learning. Like, don't think that, you know, you're in maintenance and that's it. Everything shuts down and, you know it and that's it. Like, this is the time to keep learning and keep growing. There's always going to be places for us all to level up. I mean, we talk about this all the time back.
Yeah. And I, you know, we're not in this, like, you know, we're not hyper-focused on this pursuit of weight loss now. So there's, you know, we're not thinking about that and doing that part of it. So now is the time to really dive in and lean into those other areas that you really want to spend time on, because you're not having to focus on that so much.
Yeah. I was just, Marcy's like, we need to remember that the holidays, though wonderful, can involve stress, and stress can impact our bodies. Rest when we can, deep breathing, get to bed early on some nights. It's so important during the busy season. I mean, I love this because I think we look at these things that we're doing and events that we're going, we're so fixated on those and doing well at those. Like, who cares if we eat all the things when we get there? If every single day we're just got, you know, we're leveling up in all the other things that we're doing. We're mindful during the holiday season. It's busy. We're going to be out and about. Chances are we're going to indulge. We're going to eat more. We're going to drink more. Yes, making a plan for how you manage those moments is important, but I think also how you like show up for yourself every day in knowing that that's coming down the pipeline. Like, I can feel the stress. So, you know, even more so, I'm trying to like kick up my stress management a little bit more, you know, drink a little bit more water because you might end up meeting someone for drinks later, you know, making sure your choices are good when you, you know, are on point when you can to leave that wiggle room for you indulge, right? Like, it doesn't have to just be these events that we have to manage. It's sort of like kick it up a notch every day when you know that your routine can be off or you're going to be traveling or, do you know what I mean? It's not just like navigating that one thing. Did you ever avoid, I'm reading this from Carol. I'm really struggling with the mental game versus the scale. I hit my goal, but anytime I go out with friends and overindulge just a tiny bit, the scale is way up. Yeah, I can empathize with this because are you guys big fluctuators? I'm huge fluctuators.
Yeah, I would say I'm about 8 pounds. Like when I get to about 8 pounds, I haven't gone over that yet, but that is like a normal fluctuation for me. And it can be one thing that I eat or it can be one day of like, what did I do? I don't even know what I did. I just, my body just wanted to do that today. It's still like, I don't like to see it, obviously. I'm a normal fluctuator for sure.
How about you, Anna? What's your range?
Super reactive. Honestly, can go up over 15 sometimes, depending on how bad it is that I've indulged. And not even like, it could be even just like one off meal that's super salty. Like, take me to August A, like for like that sushi, and I'm like 10 pounds up. Like, I know it. I'm to the point that when I do have something and I do add in a bit and bite, I won't even jump on the scale because I'm like, I know it's not there. I'll wait. I'll go back on track. Once I feel back on track, then I'll jump back onto the scale. It's just, it's too much. Like, I'd rather just know it. I know my body. I want to go with by the feels versus by what's on there, because I totally, when I read this one from Carol, I was like, wow, do I empathize?
I'm the same as Anna. Like, if I know, like, cause you know, you get to a point where, you know, like I didn't drink as much water today, or I ate something super salty, I'm not going to get on the scale tomorrow because I know it's going to be up. And if it's going to play with my mind, I'll just, you know, get back on track, do what I need to do. And then maybe, you know, a few days down the road, I'll get back on and see how it is. Like, it is that mental game. If that scale is still going to play with you a little bit, then just, you know, back off. My jeans fit the same. I just know that the number's not going to be what I want to see, so I'm not even going to go there.
Oh, I love that you said that, because getting on the scale in maintenance can be a great tool to recognize what maintenance looks like and feels like to you. But if you already know what it feels like to have your weight be up and in toes, you don't need to like torture yourself and get on the scale and face it. You already know it, you know, you already know it. Right. Yeah. And then go by how you feel in terms of getting on back on track until you feel like you're back on track. Like, to your point, it might just be best to ditch that scale.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, let me finish reading. I've hit my goal, but anytime I go out with friends and overindulge just a tiny bit, the scale is always up. With the holidays fast approaching, I struggle with the battle of declining invitations to go out because I'll have to work extra hard for days to feel better about myself. I'm very mindful of everything I eat when I'm out, but peer pressure to have that extra bites of bits is a lot. I get it. But I, you know, to think that people are avoiding going out in social situations because they're worried about that I'm really sensitive to that. That's the last thing I want for anybody, but I get it. We talked about it in the Spill the Tea in the weight loss group, whether you're losing weight, maintaining weight, you know, people and their food pushing at the holidays and having something to say about your weight, and you might not be in a place where you're confident. Like, how do you ladies handle this? I mean, you might be at different places, but we've all been through the program. We've all lost the weight, but now that you're maintaining weight, doesn't mean that the comments stop coming.
Yeah, the comments do still come. Like, I mean, I come from a very traditional European family. So those comments still come, like, you know, is that all you're eating? And I'm a year in already. Like, I'm a year into this, you know, maintenance bit already. And it still comes. And I think it just comes to a point now. I feel I'm super, I don't want to even say I'm super confident, but I'm super happy with where I am now, that I have the strength and saying sorry, it's power to say, I'm good. Like, yeah. I'm good. Like, no, thank you. I'm good. I understand, you know, how, like where you're coming from and what you're saying, but yeah, it was difficult for sure in the beginning. But now I'm in this place where it's just, this is just how we are now. Right. This is just how I live now. And
It was something you said that, like, it's almost like it's bringing that selfish, like, I'm good. I feel amazing. Oh, thank you. But I'm happy. I feel great. I look good. I feel good. Really proud of myself. Gosh, to say that out loud to people though, doesn't that just kind of like, yeah. You know, yeah. Who do you think you are, honey? Like, yeah. I don't know. You know, Anna, what about you?
I mean, it's all the time. It's all the time. And there's a lot of conversation and there's a lot of comments and it always is their issue. How I deal with it, I tell them no. I mean, we had this conversation yesterday, like you said, and I'm at a place where I'm super confident, where I'm like, I feel fine. Like, you don't know my hunger levels, ladies. Stop pushing the food at me. You know what I mean? Like, come on, just because you eat two plates doesn't mean that I have to eat two plates to like battle you. Like, I don't get that. But, you know, speaking to what Carol says, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, I struggle with the battle of declining invitations to go out because I'll have to work extra hard. You know, if I don't know, like it makes me so sad because I just feel like, you know, you've worked so hard to be where you're at, to have to work hard every day to like do that. That's not the idea. You know, if you're declining invitations because people are pushing you, maybe that's a good thing to get away from those people who are not supportive. You know what I mean? Maybe that's a sign. And maybe that's actually a positive thing instead of looking at it as a negative thing. And, you know, we all know it. We have, you know, those friends or family who are sitting there cheering you on as cheerleaders. Those are the ones you lean into. The ones who are sitting there judging every minute and judging every bite that you take and staring at you while you do stuff. I mean, you know, sometimes if it's loose, you let it fall. That's what David says. You know, if it's loose, you let it fall. And it is, it kind of is what it is. Like, it makes me sad. I never want somebody to feel like they have to work extra hard because somebody else is opinion or, you know, pushing or, you know, are having a hard time. And, you know, this also reads so sad to me because I'm like, you know, the extra bites and bits is a lot. And like, yeah, my scale's reactive too. And I feel you. I've been there where I'm like, honestly, 15 pounds for having one off meal. And I'm like, really? Like, this is crazy. And I know how frustrating it is, but you know, like, you're living your life. Like, the whole point of all of this is not to sit there and in that diet mentality, live your life, you know, do what you need to do, use those tools. And if you need to gain more tools, then, you know, work on it, work on yourself, work on your mindfulness, work on the other things that you need to do to make sure that you're where you're at.
Yeah. Like, you might not be there yet. You might not be there yet that you trust yourself. You might not be there yet where you feel confident in your finally and forever. That's okay. That could just be an insight that, you know, you still got to put more time into that. So keep asking those four questions, you know, keep doing the things that you need to do. Like, that's okay. Even through maintenance, you know, the fluctuation on the scale is always going to happen. It's never going to stop. It always happened before. It's going to continue to happen. It's just that we're so hyper-focused on that scale and getting on there and seeing those numbers that we're in tune to those numbers. And also, you know, you're in tune to how you feel. So when you eat something and you feel off, it's always going to make you feel off. That's never going to stop. So, but I love what you said about, like, it could be deeper than that. Like, if you don't want to go to that party because Sally, the food pusher, is going to be there, it's probably Sally that you just don't want to deal with. Forget about the fact that she's pushing food on you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that could, because I find, do you guys find this? It's a big conversation to bring up when we don't have a lot of time left, but this program not only puts you in tune with what to eat, how much to eat, and when to eat and all that, puts you in tune with everything across the
board. Oh, yeah.
People, work situations, social situations. You find that?
Yeah, I find that too. I feel like you're more in tune with everything. Like you hear the way people speak differently. You read things differently. Like, everything just hits a little bit differently because you, I don't want to say you're a different person, but you are more in tune to the person that you are. Yeah. So when you hear things that don't necessarily resonate the way you thought they did, or things don't, you know, words and things you read and things you see don't have the same impact that they had before, because you know yourself a little better. And that doesn't come overnight. Mm. And, you know, to go back to Carol, and because I've been thinking about her, you know, go back to Carol, and she says, like, you know, she wants to decline these invitations because, you know, she doesn't want to feel, you know, bad the next day. You know, I just want her to get to that mindset where, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to have a fantastic time. And I know that my scale is going to be up the next day. Mm-hmm. I know that that's part of this. It's part of living beyond weight loss.
Living your best life.
That mindset, though, that doesn't come easy. And it does take time. And if this is the first, you know, holiday season that she's doing it, it's gonna, you know, but I love that she came here and she said it out loud and she wrote it down. And, you know, that's the first thing. She acknowledges it. She knows it's there. So
yeah. Reflecting is all you need to do. You need to keep reflecting. You need to keep looking at what's going on so that you can learn and move forward, you know, every step of the way. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Diane, it's constant work, a work in progress. Yeah. This is all part of it. So that, I think that's really important that you recognize that when you're working towards maintenance and solidifying your weight, this is all part of it. This conversation that we're having, being nervous about going out and experiencing what that's like, indulging and knowing how that feels like, not indulging in eating the things and still having a great time and just kind of experiencing it all really for the first time, you know? So whether you make a plan, don't make a plan, you know, that's what Back on Track is going to be there for. That's what the group is going to be here for. We're going to be here to answer your questions. We're going to chat it out. We're going to talk about, but definitely the last thing that we want anyone doing is missing out. You know, when we talk about isn't all of this to reach your goal and live your best life? And, you know, your best life isn't coming. Your best life is here right now. you know, and you have to celebrate everything that you've done. But more than that, you have to get back to just living your life, you know, and not avoiding anything in your life, unless you just don't want to go to the party because you don't want to talk to the people who were there, which I'm all about that.
Yeah. And, you know, something to remember is that Sally Food Pusher was judging you when you were eating a lot, was judging you when you were eating too little, was judging you when you looked a certain way. She was always judging you because of her own issues. So that's something to really remember as well. Like, really, it doesn't matter what you do. That person is always going to have something. So, like, you've got to get comfortable with where you're at and really just embrace where you're at. Just like what Odette was saying, like, just embrace where you're at, you know, and live for the now for sure.
Yeah, you might surprise yourself, right? Yeah. You might go to that party and someone says something to you and be like, I feel amazing, thanks. You know, oh no, I'm good, thank you. And then you, the food, you might be in front of all the food that you're so terrified about eating and be like, yeah, looks nice, I'm good. Or you'll have it and have a great time and walk away and be like, oh, that was so nice. You know, that's the ultimate goal. I love these questions. Thanks for everyone. And here's Dorothy. I've learned that my scale goes up for 2 days after an indulgence. And then if I make wise choices, it does come back down. It's not in a straight line. Yeah, that back on track. Yeah. That's what it's there for. Again, those four stages. And no, this is really interesting because I know Odette, like, we didn't have these four stages when you rolled into fitness, right? And we have these four stages that you reached your goal and then you're putting time into solidifying your goal. So maybe you're personalizing the plan or repeating the program. You're doing the fall group with us, you know, and then there's that testing the waters, right? And then there's that finally and forever. So this whole part of that's all that I know a lot of you are working through this phase right now, not the weight loss phase. I'm trying to reach my fingers, you know, but it's all part of it. It's all part of it at the end of the day. Let's talk about what we have. We have a couple minutes left. Let's talk about what we have coming up in the maintenance group this week. What we got going on? What's coming up? How we're going to have a whole big dump of new people come into the group. How are we going to do that? We got people who are going to be shifting over from the weight loss program into the new group. And now all the people in here right now are going to be the OGs.
That's right. Yeah. So So next week, we have a really fun post on Tuesday next week. We really want to get to know our members, our current members now. Like you said, we are going to have a bunch of new members coming in. So we really want to get to know who's in here now. Yeah. So a really fun post on Tuesday coming for that.
Love that.
And then we're going to, you know, moving, then we're in December, we're almost in December. Like, it's crazy. So moving into December, it's going to be a time of, again, celebrating our members that are here now with us and using them to help us inspire the new ones that are our new members that are coming. So we have a lot of great stuff coming.
I love that. And we're going to have some more guests coming up. What do they need to do if they want to be, because I saw our member maintenance spotlight, which is so good this week, but what do we do if someone wants to be a member and share their story? What do people do? How do they reach us if they want to be, you know, come on and be part of our panel, like Marcy last week, which is so fun. My goodness. So how would they do that? Did they just comment on this post? Are we taking names and numbers? Like, how are people going to reach up?
Yeah. So they can comment in the group. I mean, I'm in there every day. Our program specialists are in there. We're making notes of who's made interest, like said interest, they want to come on. We'd love to have people on. This member to member sharing is amazing and so appreciated. So yeah, comment in the group. I'm in there. I'll see it. I'll take note and I'll reach out for sure.
All right. Two ladies before we go. What's your top way of managing stress right now, Odette?
Oh, I'm a big, deep breather. So I use my watch actually, and it sends me notifications to take deep breaths like every 90 minutes. And I just like,
oh, that's
like, so just smart. One of those. Cause I could feel my shoulders like this and I was putting a heating pad on, but now this that I put on here now, it's just called like take a moment or something. And it comes to my watch, it buzzes and I just take a moment. So I've been doing that a lot actually.
I need
that.
That's a good tip.
Yes, link us.
I'll link you for sure. It's awesome.
For me, creating a routine for myself, I think that, you know, the whole flailing conversations that we've been having lately, you know, I'm ready to settle down, find a routine, thrive in that routine and keep growing. That's how I'm managing my stress. And then I'm also going to be deep breathing very soon, apparently, because I do it every 90 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I love it.
Great tips. Meeting like this. This is, you know what I'm doing now.
I love it. Great tips, ladies. Thanks for the conversation today. Thanks for everyone who's joining us and watching. Marcy and Carrie Ann and Anna and Valerie and Dorothy and Diane, thanks for everyone for joining us. Remember that we repost these segments in the guides. You can download and listen over on our podcast, Weigh In with Gina. I guess we'll see you next week. We're back next week. Yeah.
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 Awesome. See you then. Have a great night, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.